Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Happy Brewers Outlet Day. Great to have you with us on this Friday edition of the show. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, although Buhner loves the garlic. Indeed, second to none. All of Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Hanukkah is on Sunday. Christmas is next Wednesday. New Year's coming up. You need to stock up. You don't want to go to the party empty-handed. At the same time, you want to make sure you're fully stocked when people come to your house. And when it comes to that last second gift, a Brewers Outlet gift card means a lot. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Boy, the sales numbers for Sunbury Motors have been incredible this year. A great combination of you, great sales staff, great product, and a great service department. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. As you heard, basketball tonight with Central Connecticut at the Jordan Center. I will point out that we won't have it for you tonight because we have Talk to Santa tonight. We are not interrupting the jolly old elf for hoops. We're not doing it. It's the way it is. It's what we've decided. Talk to Santa, very important. Matt, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, and happy Brewers Outlet Friday, Football Friday. We've got a lot to talk about.
Yes, we do, as a matter of fact. A lot to talk about. Bowl Media Day was today. James Franklin revealed that Tyler Bowen will be the one calling the plays in the bowl game, which is no surprise. And Yetur Gross-Matos will play in the game. K.J. Hamler says he will not make a decision on what he's doing until after the game. Or he won't announce what he's doing until after the game. How about that? And so we wait. So K.J. has decided what he wants to do about the NFL, but he just did not want to say it today. He wants to wait and play the game first. For Pat Freiermuth, it was interesting. Sat down with the parents. Right, they went through everything. I pretty much know what Pat's grade was. It was pretty good. But he just didn't think he was ready to do that right now. Wasn't ready to go to a city and live in a city by himself. Just wasn't ready to do that. And he also didn't think he was ready to go in and do it. He thought another year here would really benefit him. That's fair. For Yetur, he's ready. He's ready emotionally. He's ready physically. He's ready. But he's playing in the game. So if you think for a second Yetur is not playing in the game, well, he's going to the draft. He's not playing. No, he is going to play. He is going to play. And Sean Clifford is expected to be 100% for the game. And that will be a week from tomorrow. Talk about you feel like it's right on top of you. How about that? A week from tomorrow is the bowl game. And we'll have our shows Thursday and Friday next week. We'll have no show Monday. You know what? I made the decision back. I think it was the summertime. And I said, look, with it being on a Wednesday, I just don't, you know. I thought to myself, I don't know. What, work one day? Because we're not working Christmas Eve, that's for sure. I mean, Matt was whining, moaning, and complaining. And I was like, okay, we're not working Christmas Eve. You know, Christmas Day, you know, again, same story. Matt was whining, moaning, and complaining. And I just can't have Discord this time of the year.
We can't come in. We're going to enjoy the jolly holly guy.
See, this is the attitude I have.
But I did come up with, I will be here to put together a best of on Monday coming up. So we do have that, and then we'll have some good quality content to get ready for the bowl game on Thursday and Friday next week.
Thursday and Friday. We'll have that for you from Dallas. Not from Arlington. The game's in Arlington. The team's staying in Dallas. So, and that will be next week's shows. And then we're back on the normal schedule, Monday, Tuesday, including New Year's Eve, and then we'll take New Year's Day off. Again, same story. I said, there's a lot of games going on. Let's go, Matt. And Matt's like, no. Yeah. I have to acquiesce to so many demands. It's unbelievable. Oh, man.
I did see that James Franklin did deny meeting with Florida State officials when that report came out that he met with them just before he agreed to his contract extension with Penn State. So we shot those rumors down, it looked like.
Yep, but they aren't. But when they're being reported, they aren't rumors. You know what I mean? This is the problem I have. And I was going to bring this up a month ago, but I think I'll bring it up now. When I look in that room today, I'm not in that room that often, but I see so many great pros. Right? Mark Brennan's a great pro. Neil Riddell, Rich Scarsella, Frank Bodani, Donnie Collins, Mark Wilgenrich, Corey Geiger, Bob Flounders. I don't want to miss anybody here. Josh Moyer. You know, T. Frank Carr. Ooh, hope I'm not missing somebody here. Mike Poorman. Yeah. Audrey Snyder. You know, and if I miss somebody, I mentioned Donnie, right? Yeah. Although Derek wasn't there today, but Derek Lavars. I mean, there are a lot of really great pros that cover this team. Great pros. But what's happening now is you've got some people that are stretching journalistic integrity by one sourcing, when the key to journalistic integrity is if you don't witness something yourself, you must multi-source. And thus you end up with stories such as Clay Helton has been fired. Well, Clay Helton wasn't fired. He got a contract extension. But remember what the story was? Clay Helton has been fired. And there have been a number of stories like this that have happened during the course of a season. Michael Bennett's going to be out of the Ohio State game. Do you know what it's like to get on the plane? After you go to practice on Friday, you get on the plane, and Cody Hodges is the one that sits next to me on the plane this year. And Cody looks at me and goes, oh. I said, what? He's looking at his phone. He says, Michael Bennett's out of the Ohio State game tomorrow. I said, what are you talking about? He says, somebody put it out on Twitter. And I said to him, I said, Cody, you mean the guy we just watched run around Haluba Hall for an hour and 15 minutes sweating his brains out is out of tomorrow's game? And the two of us laughed. I went, yeah. Do you know what it's like to sit there and see stuff like that and know it's dead wrong? Yet, it's fed out there as if it's fact, and it's incorrect. And that's happened with a lot of stories nationally this year. Been a lot of stories like that, where it's one source or I heard. That's not how journalism works. Unless you personally witness it or you get it, quote, from the horse's mouth. We had a lot of that this year. And you wonder why there's less trust in media than ever before. And what really hurts is that when you've got great media guys like Scarsella, Bo Danny, Logan Rich, Collins, LaVars, Flounders, Riddell, Geiger, Moyer, that just work hard all the time. Mike, I didn't admit, I forgot Mike Gross. Mike is great at what he does.
Love Mike. So,
now Mike is great at what he does. I mean, he's not a good reporter. He's a great reporter. Joe Giuliano. Rock. What hurts is that guys like that, and Audrey Snyder, people like that, who are, you know, Mike Poorman, Thomas Frank Carr, people like that who are legitimate major league journalists, having to put up with somebody who's not and is just running and just throwing stuff out there because they heard something from someone. No, how come you don't have the story? Well, they don't have the story because the story is not true. Clay Helton's going to be fired. Well, how come not everybody's running with the story? Because the story's not true. It's not verified. It's not a second source on it. And this has happened over and over again this season. This has been the worst season I can remember, where rumors have been presented as facts. I'm talking about nationally. Rumors have been presented as facts, and they aren't true. I don't know. It's not. You know who really gets ripped off in all this? You. You, the fan. You're the ones that get ripped off. You listen to a show like this. You read a story like from the journalists I just talked about. And you're expecting to trust everything that we say or trust everything that they write. And suddenly stuff like this happens, and suddenly the entire profession lacks trust because of recklessness on the part of other people. Yeah. Last I checked, Clay Helton's got a contract extension. Last I checked, James Franklin's coaching Penn State. Last I checked, Michael Menon hasn't missed a game. I know. It's not fair to the fans at all, because you need to have trust in the media that you listen to or read or watch. And it's also not fair to the hardworking journalists who have standards, and to their credit, don't break their standards because somebody else is breaking them. All right. Take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patience. patronage.
There's never any hunting around for the perfect gifts that those outdoor-loving folks on your list will absolutely love. Just head to the Little Sportsman Shop in Norrie. All gun and ammo needs for the whole family are taken care of. Plus, they have the area's largest selection of holsters and optics. They are now offering hunting comfort accessories so they can maximize their time in the outdoors. Grab a gift certificate so they can browse the new and used inventory to their heart's content. They are 5-star rated and your buy, sell, and trade headquarters. The Little Sportsman Shop, Route 147, Susquehanna Trail, Northumberland. They are anything but little.
Our valley is a great place to live, but it can be difficult to connect to community life. Find that connection at Christ Wesleyan. On campus, discover our kids and youth programs with many options for all ages through 12th grade. The well-fit gym with modern sports and workout facilities. A Broadway quality theater with open auditions. Or just check out a Sunday morning service at 9 or 10:45. At every age and stage, Christ Wesleyan in Milton has something for you. We're ordinary people trying to make our world a better and happier place to live. Find us online at cwcmilton.org. Christ Wesleyan, sharing the light.
Susquehanna Smart Drive wants you to stay safe on the roads.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Hackenberg from Danville. Many injuries occur in driveways or parking lots when drivers are unaware that kids are near the cars. Before getting in your car, walk around and check for us kids. Moms and dads, pick a safe spot for us to wait when nearby cars are about to move. And always come with us when we get in and out of a car.
Proud supporters of Susquehanna Smart Drive, Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Truck, and WKO. Okay.
Message and data rates may apply. TNC and privacy terms can be found at babbel.com/terms. Please don't text and drive.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then try Babbel for free by texting AUDIO to 64000. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just text AUDIO to 64000 and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or text AUDIO to 64000 and try it for free. Text AUDIO to 64000.
Great to have you with us on the show today. So the bowl games are underway. Right out of the gate, it is Buffalo against Charlotte in the Bahamas Bowl. And Buffalo has built a 17-0 lead over Charlotte at halftime. Matt was waiting till the end of the game to pick it.
That's a violation. I was ready to go. We're all off to a good start, by the way, except for one. I forgot. I know somebody picked Charlotte.
Yeah, somebody did pick Charlotte. It wasn't me.
I had the picks on my desk. I'll have to go back and get them.
Yeah, I picked Buffalo. Patterson already has 59 yards rushing. He's a good back. Marks isn't bad either. He hasn't had a great first half, but Kyle Van Treese, who played late against Penn State. Antonio Nunn, who's their top wideout, is really good. It's 5 catches for 53 so far.
Yeah, I love the Buffalo outright in this game. I was just impressed with them. I only saw them a handful of times, and the most I ever watched them play was when they came to Happy Valley, and I was just really impressed with the way they were both sides of the ball.
They played a terrific first half.
Yeah.
Against Penn State. Terrific first half. Led the game at halftime.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, led the game at halftime. And, yeah.
Some NFL talents come out of there. Most recently, Khalil Mack.
You know what? He played against Penn State. You know that? Khalil Mack played, and he did nothing in that game. Like, nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that the same year they played Ohio State? I think that was his final year. I forget if it was his junior year or senior year that he came out of the draft.
I remember Barkley had a big game. It was a rainy day, and he did nothing. You're like, okay. That was about And I watched him on tape. I thought, this guy is really, really good. And then he got to the game, and he made as many plays as Jack and me. And we made none. He didn't make any plays in the game.
Interesting. I just remember watching his Ohio State tape, and he was great.
Right. Oh, no, that happens sometimes. Sometimes you have some games where you just, for whatever reason, it's not your day. I'm going to guess that you did receive the Kings' prospective games to be picked for the pros, correct?
I did. I have mine locked and loaded, ready to go. I have all of our records updated, so we'll reveal those a little later.
Yeah, but you were 200-0 heading into this thing. You never revealed
like
any
that
on the air. No offense, that's an easy way to take the lead.
This is true. Although I've been picking Eagle games this year, I'm sure to bring that back down eventually.
I'm going to guess you're 6-7.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hey, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels of the dills. Although Buter does love garlic. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And you need to stock up for the weekend. Celebrating Hanukkah, need to stock up. Celebrating Christmas, need to stock up. You don't want to go anywhere empty-handed. And when people come to your place, you don't want to be short-handed. You don't want to be the suit. Just show up and say, I'm here. Like, you know, it's like, did you bring anything? Me. At that point, we're bordering on disaster.
He did mostly organize our in-house holiday party on Monday.
Oh, the one where you had to bring all your own stuff? Okay. So, terrific. A lot of complaints.
Well, actually, it's the professionals more or less doing the work than us ourselves doing the work. We'll leave it at that.
So we brought somebody in to do it.
Yes, he brought in a certain food chain that does some work with us occasionally.
Okay, that's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know, I do admire people where they subscribe to the Clint Eastwood theory of man should know his own limitations. And when you are severely limited in many ways, I can't stand that guy. All right. I keep getting text messages from people. They want more Bahamas Bulls updates.
We're here for the people.
Yeah, that's us. Well, Buffalo's up 17-0. I think they're getting close to starting the second half.
Yeah.
That's one thing about bowl games, especially if it's a New Year's Six game. Halftime is longer. Halftime's normally 20 minutes. I think halftime at New Year's Six is 23. You're like, ugh.
Yeah. It's a little painful sometimes towards the end. Let's just get this going.
Look, there are only so many songs the bands can play. All right. Let's go. Let's move it. I want to get back to the game.
And then we got Utah State and Kent State tonight at 7:30.
DeAndre Love, the quarterback for Utah State, has had a rather contentious offseason so far. Micah Parsons claimed NCAA consensus All-American laurels. Now, we talked about he's the 101st first-team All-American. He's the 43rd consensus All-American in program history. Last was Saquon Barkley. It's funny how when you're around it, you think the same way other people think. And James Franklin was saying that with Micah, and this is exactly the first thing I thought of. When I found out Micah was named a first-team All-American, now, I'm not talking about today. It was, last week or whatever. First thing I thought was, his picture's going to be up on the wall. And when James found out, he called him up and he said, your picture's going to be on the wall. We all think, you think the same way. I talked about that hallway where from John Mother Dunn, I want to say in 1902, to now what will be Micah Parsons, a picture of every first-team All-American is on the wall when you go down the hallway. That wall, by the way, on the other side of that wall is the Penn State locker room. So when you walk down that hallway, you come in from the back parking lot, and a player is walking down, and you have to turn left into the locker room from there. You have to walk past all those pictures of all 101 first-team All-Americans. Now, Micah's picture's not up there yet. It will be, though. But that is like, you look at that, you look at some of the names on that wall. Courtney Brown, LeVar, Saquon Barkley, Jack Ham. It's just stunning how many. Paul Posluszny. It's just really cool. It's really cool. And that's, it's funny. That's the first thing I thought of is his picture's going to be there. And then James says, the first thing I thought of is his picture's going to be on the wall. So 101 first-team All-Americans, 43 of them are consensus. He is the 43rd. At Humble, it's really interesting. I was talking to one of the walk-on players. I'm not going to tell you who. I was talking to one of the walk-on players, and Parsons did something in practice. This player, I think, summed it up beautifully. We all know that during the recruiting process, Parsons was on Twitter a lot, and he was all over the place. And I think a lot of people thought, what's Penn State getting themselves into? Remember what James Franklin said? He said, believe me, this guy will be worth it. And he has. So the walk-on player says to me, he says, when he first got here, I remember thinking, oh boy, let's see what he's like. He said, and all of a sudden you realize he's 180 of what I thought. He's down to earth. He's humble. He gets along with everybody. He is deferential. to the older players. He said he is completely different than the guy I pictured coming in. I think, and that's what's neat about Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons is, when you get a chance to meet him and know him a little bit, you are really impressed with him. Now, he's impressive as a football player. I mean, no getting around that. He is an outstanding and on the verge of being a great football player. He's outstanding now, but he's on the verge of being great. But he is very down to earth. The Micah Parsons of the recruiting process is not Micah Parsons. He's, you know, the more you're around him, the more you like him. Yeah, let's see. I'm trying to think if there's anything else to come out of the media day today. Sean Clifford's expected to be 100% for the game. Noah Cain's expected to be 100% for the game. Yetur has been practicing. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I don't think there's really... Ryan Bowen's calling the plays. Okay.
I guess an audition for him then, for the vacant OC job, do you think?
James, the way James phrased it today, Matt, he said it's a lot like Ricky Ronnie in the Gator Bowl. Because, you know, Ricky was the one designated to call the plays in the Gator Bowl, but then after they had designated him to do that, then Joe Moorhead was hired. So, no, I don't think that's the way it's going to go. I think, is Tyler a candidate? Yeah, sure, he's a candidate. But it seems like James is going around. And a lot of this is about fit. And as he said today, you can't be somebody who comes in and says, well, this is how I do it, and this is my terminology and the whole deal. You're going to have to compromise in a few areas to do this job. And when I mean compromise, in other words, you may want to run the same thing, but gee, it sure is a lot easier to communicate it when Sean Clifford and Will Levis know the terminology, because that is the terminology. And then there's certain times you're going to have to change the terminology because it's something different that Penn State may not have been running, or there's some subtle changes to it and how Penn State was running it. Now, at that point, you do change the terminology. So, I mean, you just can't come in and be bullheaded about it. This is how I do it. Well, no, I mean, you got to acquiesce to the program and the players, too. There's a certain play that is the exact same play that Penn State currently has. Why do you want to change the terminology of it when everybody has it down? When one guy just needs to learn the terminology of it as opposed to 50. I mean, something simple as that. That's no big deal for the vast majority of guys. It's no big deal. So James is going through that process now. I think they posted the job yesterday.
Yes, they did. One of the Penn State writers posted a screenshot of that. I forgot who it was, but yeah. I did see that yesterday.
I mean, you do have to officially do it. You have to go by, you know, university rules. I think there's like a 7-day rule before they can announce who was hired on it, at minimum. Yeah. James made the joke today about Johnny Hindsight over at Champs applying for the job. That's always the great one at the tailgate. Play calling and scheme. Now, does it mean that somebody is completely wrong about something? No. You know, maybe some days the scheme doesn't quite match up. Maybe there's some play calls you want back. Whatever. But whenever I hear somebody say play calling and scheme, I'll sit there and I'll think, A, you don't know what the scheme is. And B, you have no idea what plays they're calling. You have no idea what they practiced it, why they practiced it, why they thought they could put something in, why they thought they had to take something out. There are reasons for it. But I always loved that throwback. I'm going to be the smartest person at the tailgate, and I'm going to whine, moan, and complain about scheme and play calling. Well, yeah. And I always love when somebody says it to me, and I just stand there, and I just listen and nod. Like, okay, so what you think? Okay. All right. Good luck to you. And what program do you work for? And it's not saying coaches are always right. They are. Yeah, Brent Pry said, I remember Brent Pry about 2 weeks ago lamenting to me. He says, there's one or two I wish I had back. Everybody does that in any job. In any job. There's only one person that Matt and I know that's absolutely sure he's doing everything right. And we already know for a fact that he doesn't even have a 50% success rate. But that's just knowing internally. I mean, that's what happens when you bowl at 297. You're close to perfection.
Exactly right.
Is Captain Gutterball in the building today?
I did see him around today. I imagine he's still here in the back corner office.
Yeah, I know. A lot of times on this show that we have to use our imagination to figure out if he's in the building. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
At Amazon this holiday, there's still time to find great gift ideas for those final names on your list. Plus, with free one-day delivery on millions of gifts with Prime, there'll be more, more, and more.
You shouldn't have.
You're on Santa's nice list.
Amazon, delivering all you need for less.
All right. Alex Gazzora from the SteelersDepot.com joining us at 4:06. And next week on the show, let's see, we'll have Dave Woolishin, the play-by-play voice of Memphis, will join us. Lou Prado on the history of the Cotton Bowl will join us. Tony Knopp. We'll hear from James Franklin and from the players leading into the Cotton Bowl. A lot going on.
And for the best of on Monday, to do a little bit more countdown to the Cotton Bowl, we're going to replay our interviews that we had live with Goon and with Bauer back in May when we were down at Penn's Tavern. We're going to replay those interviews on Monday during the 4 o'clock hour during the best of.
And Goon's fine, but Trey wants residuals.
I've only met the guy a couple times, but that doesn't surprise me.
No, you know what? Trey Bauer is an awesome guy. He really is. He did the Blue White Tailgate show for years, and I just had the best time with this guy. Best time. Just really enjoyed, him. He is loyal to the core, Matt. He is loyal to the core.
I definitely got that right away.
Same thing with Goon. If you happen to be, if you're loyal to him, same thing with Goon. They're both loyal right back. In fact, they were the two that told me I was voted an honorary letterman, which I was like, as soon as they told me that, I was blown away by that. Like, are you kidding me? They acted like it was like the natural thing to do. I'm sitting there going, I sit there and talk. But yeah, when we were at Penn's Tavern, they told me it that day. Like, you got to be kidding me. I don't think I've ever really talked about that on the air. I don't really think I probably should, but it was remarkable. Absolutely remarkable.
But one thing I got from them right away, Steve, was they had good, you can tell that they were championship players. They had championship attitudes, just the way that they talked about how they prepared for all the games during the 94 season, and including the big one at the end, of course. I just kind of got like that feeling when they were there from both those interviews.
Absolutely. No, you're absolutely right. Winners carry themselves in a certain way. And they're winners. In a lot of ways, they are winners. And it helps make them special. At least to me, they're special. Well, tonight, Talk to Santa will be on again. That will be this evening. 6:05 to 7:00. Then Shikellamy Shamokin basketball tonight at 7:07 with Kevin and the Chief. That game's at Shamokin tonight, right?
Yes, at Shamokin tonight. Big half one matchup.
There you go. So that is 7 o'clock this evening, and 7:07 this evening. So that's what we have tonight. Now, I'll be in the Jordan Center for Penn State in Central Connecticut. Penn State trying to go to 10-2. Penn State goes to 10-2. That means the football and basketball teams have the same record. All right. Any update here on the bowl game? Let's see. Bowl update. Let's now go to the WKOK bulletin desk. No.
We've 17, got it.
17-0 Buffalo, 12 minutes ago in the third quarter. So there you go. And the Steelers have waived Cameron Kelly for making terroristic threats and resisting arrest. No offense, I usually feel that is one of the keys to getting yourself suspended.
I think so, yeah.
I
think the Rooneys frown upon that.
I think Roger Haddon would frown on that.
Well, that too, yes.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, Imports Domestics, Microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks, they roast their peanuts, fresh and out every day in the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed, second to none, all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, K Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. On News Radio 1070 WKOK.